How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Everyone, welcome to our podcast. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And this is This Week in Skating. We scour the internet so you don't have to in order to focus on the confirmed news and updates.
We're bringing you a special episode of news and updates from the past few weeks. As you know, we've been sort of on a break from our weekly episodes. We have been giving you plenty of episodes these past few weeks. And we weren't planning to do a weekly episode until June, but there's been a lot going on that we figured we should update our listeners on what's going on in the world of skating.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. Right now, we're planning to come back with our weekly episodes around June 3rd or 4th. It's kind of like season three. So we have been in existence for 2 years. We've done two seasons. We will be starting season three, and we have some little things in the works just to make things a little bit different. It's always nice to refresh things just a bit as you're going.
Yeah. And in this interim that we haven't done weekly episodes, as I said, we've been dropping episodes to you on a weekly basis. I think even last week we gave you three episodes in 1 week. So if you haven't been following us, definitely go and check those out. We did two story times with Ann Calder. Ann has been following skating for a long time. She's got some really good stories that we've decided, hey, why don't we share them with our listeners? So there's two episodes of story time with Ann. We had an interview with the Hayden Nets. We did our season look back. We had interviews with Patrick Chan, Morgan Matthews-Pennington, Deanna Stiletto-Dudek, and Maxim Deschamps. So we've been really busy. We just haven't done weekly episodes. And we still are planning to have episodes until we officially come back with those weekly episodes. And also, if you listen to our season look back episode, we announced that we have another co-host. Mateo is going to be a regular co-host with us. And so you may be wondering where Mateo is right now. He's currently in Egypt for work and wasn't able to join us for this special recording. But again, you're going to hear him a lot more in season three. Maybe not every episode is going to be having him join our hosting team will allow Daphne and I to sometimes take a little break if needed, so that way there's still two of us talking to you. But we're very excited to have him officially be on the hosting team, and he's got some ideas too. And so the weekly episodes may sound a little different in season three.
Yes, and we're very excited to be bringing those to you in a few weeks. So let's kick things off with general skating news. One of the reasons we felt compelled to come back is to discuss this huge retirement announcement that came out last week. Of course, we're talking about Shoma Uno of Japan, who announced that he is going to retire from competitive skating. It was a bit of a surprise. I was not expecting it.
Yeah, I think when I saw his Instagram post last week, I was like, what? I'm one for a skater doing the whole farewell tour. And so I would have been like, oh, this is it. This is Shomo's last skate. And I didn't know that at Worlds when we saw him, because he didn't announce his retirement until just last week. He held a press conference today, May 14th, which is why we waited to record this episode until his press conference, because we wanted to hear what he had to say. There, we will put the link to the press conference in our show notes, but it is in Japanese. So, but Olympics' Shintaro Kano did a summary of the press conference, and some of the things Shomo said is he has no regrets. This is his decision, and you know, I'm very glad he's made this decision on his terms. It's not an injury. This was something he wanted to do. He wants to pat himself on the back when he looks back on his body of work. I think we all want to pat you on the back, Shomo, for your body of work. My gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing you were missing in your career was that Olympic gold medal. I mean, you did well. He actually began talking about retiring 2 years ago when he won his first world title. But he said he kept on skating because he couldn't see himself retiring. And then in December, he relayed his final decision to Stefan Lambiel after nationals in Nagano and told him he would stop competing following the next competition, which was the World Championships. So again, we didn't know when we were in Montreal that this was it. So I would have loved to have known that, so I could have been more like, oh my God, this is it. This is the last time I'm going to see him compete. But oh well. He did mention his other passion is gaming, which he plans to do more now that he's not competing. And he says now he can skate however he wants to. I'm wondering what the whole gaming thing is. That's interesting to me. Yeah.
I'm curious as to what games he plays, like what style of game, because there are so many different styles out there. I mean, I play a couple of games myself, but there's anything from first-person shooter to fantasy games to, you know, just the general Mario Kart that you get on the Switch. I mean, there are just so many different types of games that you can play. So yeah, I'm really curious as to what games that he enjoys playing. And also with him saying now he can skate however he wants to, maybe he feels that the competitive avenue has held him back from some of the programs that he really wants to explore.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was reflecting a little bit on his career and working on the piece that we're doing at Figure Skaters Online, I realized that I sort of, and Daphne, this is for you as well, we sort of saw the bookends of Shomo's career, because we saw his first world championships and we saw his first senior world championships, I should say, and we saw his last senior world championships. So I kind of feel like we saw him from the beginning all the way to the end and got to follow it. And it was kind of cool as I've been reflecting back on just, you know, following him these last 8 years and the programs he's done. Surely he's going to be missed. Definitely. I'm going to miss watching him. I'm going to be missing following him and covering him. But I mean, what a way to go out. I mean, yes, he didn't get that world medal to end his career, but two-time world champion, three-time Olympic medalist. The accolades go on and on. Well done, Shomo.
Yes, and the future of Japanese men's skating is in very capable hands with Yuma Kageyama. We have Kao Miura and a host of other male skaters who are going to get opportunities to compete on a bigger stage now that Shoma has stepped aside. So
I wonder if he will consider joining Stefan's coaching team.
Yeah, I'm interested. Yeah. He's never struck me as the type of person that would want to coach, but maybe there is something that he would enjoy doing with that, or maybe he wants to tour and play games.
Maybe.
He's earned it. He's more than earned it. He has
definitely earned it.
So, some of the other news that we have to share, there have been some event announcements and some changes. In the U.S., Skate America is going to take place in Allen, Texas for the second year in a row. The 2025 Prevagen U.S. Championships are going to take place in Wichita, Kansas. It's the first time that Kansas has hosted the U.S. Championships, and all event tickets are going to go on sale tomorrow, which is Thursday. Eastern Sectionals in the Paris Final will take place at the Skating Club of Boston in Norwood, Massachusetts. Midwestern Sectionals and the Dance Final will take place in Plano, Texas. And Pacific Coast Sectionals will be in Ogden, Utah. Looking at this list, it makes me laugh. They want me to go to Texas a number of times this year.
Yes, I think when the announcement came out, I said, Daphne, how many times are you going to Texas?
Yeah, I mean, there should be some sort of frequent flyer to Dallas discount because I just think that I'm going to be spending a lot of time,
in Texas. Right, because you're going to Dallas Classic in July, and then you're planning to go to Skate America, and then and then the Dance Final.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Skate America because actually 2 weeks before Skate America, I have my podcasters meet up in Galveston, Texas. So, I'm not sure about Skate America, but I will definitely be going to the Dance Final. And it's going to be a very busy year of skating because I have, I think, at least five events that I put on my calendar. So I'm excited to get out there and start doing some photography. It's crazy to think the season's going to be starting again so quickly, but the season never really stopped for us at icedance.com because we've been covering solo dance, and so it's been kind of busy. We do have photos from a couple of events, including that first international that took place in the U.S., one other thing of note is the U.S. Synchronized Skating Championships will take place in Lake Placid.
I got so excited about that until I realized U.S. Synchronized Skating Championships in February in Lake Placid is going to be very hard to get to.
Maybe, but not necessarily. Not always.
I know, but driving up in the Adirondacks is hard. Not even when it's not winter. So we'll see. I might try to go, but because I would love to. I have not been to U.S. Synchro Championships. So when I saw that it was in Lake Placid, which they kind of snuck it into the most current issue of Skating Magazine. It was not in the email that came out with all of the other locations. It still said to be determined, and I quickly saw it. I was like, oh, Lake Placid. Maybe I'll go. But then I was like, oh, February. That might be a little hard to do. So we'll see. We'll see. But yeah.
Sometimes we can make it work.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can't.
Well, Skate Canada also announced that Halifax, Nova Scotia is going to host Skate Canada International this October. So if you don't want to go to Texas, I guess you could go to Halifax for Skate Canada.
Halifax is actually closer. Because I could probably drive there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So Grenoble is going to be hosting the Grand Prix Final, Junior Grand Prix Final in December 2024, replacing Orleans.
And it looks like we have to find another location for Europeans for the second year in a row. Croatia was supposed to host Europeans, and they are now unable to do so. So the ISU is looking for an alternative location for the 2025 European Championships.
I hope that people don't kill me for saying this, but let's send it back to Kaunas, because that was fantastic. Or Talon has also stepped up at the last minute to host events. So I feel like those two locations are decent for hosting. Mm-hmm. You know, they're prepared. They've done it before. So the first Junior Grand Prix event was supposed to take place in France. It has now been moved, and it is now the seventh and final event in the JGP series, and it's going to be held in Wuxi, China.
Hmm. Well, another piece of news that came out with some of these changes in location was Eric Radford, who is the Athletes Commission member of the ISU Council, has temporarily stepped down as a council member for the period during which the appeal against the ISU, in which he is named as an appellant, is pending at CAS. And this is regarding the Olympic medals in Canada filing their appeal against the ISU. So Eric Radford has stepped down temporarily, and it does not, I'm not sure if someone is going to be placed, you know, put in his place in the interim.
So the ISU released its list of proposals for the upcoming Congress that's going to be taking place in Las Vegas from June 8th through the 14th. Gina, you know what that means. Grand Prix assignments are going to be coming at some point soon, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope they live stream the Congress, because I think I remember 2 years ago kind of watching it.
We were all
watching for the age and the elections and stuff like that. So I hope they live stream it, because I find that stuff sort of interesting. But
yeah.
We'll see.
So Anything GOEs has this great breakdown of who we should be expecting to be on the Grand Prix list, like who's in line for one or two assignments. So I found that fascinating. It actually made it easier because I didn't have to do it. So that was nice. I wasn't having to figure it out. So two proposals of note that I thought were interesting. U.S. Figure Skating is proposing a technical committee exclusively for pairs. Skate Canada is proposing a release procedure in which the ISU member can't deny a release if proper documents are provided. The ISU Council is against both proposals. I'm kind of in favor of those two proposals.
Yeah, me too.
There are also some kind of fun ones. Japan is proposing events end by 10 p.m., which I found fascinating. And Germany,
I would like that one.
Yeah,
being not the late owl. You're the late owl. I'm not. I like that idea.
Yeah. Germany is proposing a 1-point deduction when the original tempo of the music is adjusted to meet the tempo requirements or to facilitate the execution of the requirements. I kind of like this one because music gets slowed down to meet pattern dances, and it isn't as effective when it's slowed down, I guess.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Is what I'm trying to say. Anything GOEs has another article where they're breaking down some of the proposed changes to the pairs discipline. Again, I really support them having a separate committee for pairs. I think it's needed.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And there are quite a few people that I think are on the same page with that. And there are a number of pairs proposals that are being made for this Congress, and it's going to be interesting to see what is actually decided when we come out of this year's Congress. Unfortunately, Gina, the end of a skating season brings with it retirements, as we talked about with Shoma Uno. But in addition to retirements, we have ending of partnerships and other information like that comes out at this time of year. So I'm just going to go through a couple of, you know, we have a list, so I'm going to go through them. Japan's Masato Komatsubara has announced the end of her competitive career. I'm not sure yet what she and Tim Coletto are going to do, if they're just going to tour or if Tim's going to decide to find a new partner. I mean, there's just been no information yet on that. They accomplished quite a bit. I mean, they went to the Olympics. They're getting a silver medal from the team event. And Japan has a number of other ice dance teams that are rising in the ranks. So there's that. Adrienne Carhart has announced the end of her competitive career. She competed this past season for Azerbaijan. The last couple of seasons for them. And sadly, her sister Helena announced that she and her partner Volodymyr Horovy are no longer skating together because he has decided to end his competitive career and will now focus on coaching. Helena is going to look for a new partner. Georgia's Maria Kazakova announced the end of her partnership with Georgi Revia. She's looking for a new partner. That one made me really sad because I thought they had so much potential and they were really fun to watch. They had a lot of elements that were just spectacular when you see them. And yeah, it's really sad to see that. Team USA's Christina Bland has announced that she's going to step away from skating. She's going to school full time and is very dedicated to her studies. Her partner, Matthew Sperry, is going to continue skating. Chloe Panetta, who previously represented Canada, and Flavienne Gignot are announced as a new Paris team for France. And then Oksana Vuillemots, who was born in Switzerland, and Tom Bouvard, who they both previously represented France, are announced as a new Paris team for Switzerland.
In other news, Congress okays Filipino citizenship for figure skater Alexander Corvin.
And figure skating coach Slava Uchitel shared last month that a brick block has been added to the entrance of the Philadelphia Skating Club and Humane Society. This block is in memory of Joshua Soto, who was an ice dancer who was killed in November 2021 during a robbery. News also was reported this week that three men have been convicted in this shooting. So I remember when this happened, Anne and I went to the dance final that year and we were planning to go, and it happened just before the dance final. And it was just so sad. And there were lots of ribbons. There were these ribbons in honor of him that people had passed out at the competition. I'm glad that justice has been served in this case. Joshua was mourned by so many of the competitors at that event and is still mourned today by his family and friends. Well, also, 1964 Olympic champion, three-time world champion, and five-time European champion, Suki Dijkstra of the Netherlands, passed away at age 82 on May 2nd.
Well, moving on to our safe sport topics and online resources for skaters, parents, and the figure skating community. This was a segment we added towards the end of season two. Today, three-time Olympian Brandon Carey of Australia has been sanctioned with permanent ineligibility. Now, this is subject to appeal by the U.S. Center for Safe Sport for sexual misconduct involving a minor. This sanction was actually issued today, May 14th, and we will have the link so where you can see that he has been sanctioned in our show notes.
Also of note, Gymnasts for Change, which is an organization in Canada, has changed its name. They are now going to be known as Athletes Empowered. They are going to advocate against abuse in all sports and all levels. As part of their mission, they are offering free peer support calls to offer advice to athletes who have been abused, and there is a form to contact them. We will share that in our show notes.
Moving on to event results. Even though it is the off-season, there were a couple events that took place during our break here. Nations Cup Theater on Ice International Competition took place April 26th through 28th in Bordeaux, France. We will have the results and replay videos in our show notes.
Also, the ISU International Adult Figure Skating Competition is taking place this week in Oberstdorf, Germany. We will have links to the schedule, information, and results in our show notes. There are free live streams by day and replays. There are events in five disciplines: men, women, pairs, ice dance, and synchro. Can I just say that Midori Ito is a beacon in our sport. She continues to skate at this competition just about every year. She won the Masters Elite Women 3 and 4 Artistic Free Skate event earlier today, which was on the day we're recording. She skated to Aqua by Ryuichi Sakamoto, and a Japanese fan identified her music and uploaded a video to YouTube. So you can go and search there.
I did see the video of her skating. She's just incredible to watch. I'm so glad that she still loves the sport and still feels like she wants to compete in, you know, and here she is winning at these adult competitions too.
There's such joy in her skating when you watch her, and I think that is what these performances capture when you see her skating.
Mexico Cup is May 16th to the 18th in Mexico. And the Oceania International Figure Skating Competition is May 29 to the 31st in Melbourne, Australia.
So moving on to some recent interviews. This first one we're going to talk about, Future of Figure Skating podcast, it had an interview with Gabriella Papadakis. It was a great one. We don't hear from Gabby enough. I feel like we're starting to hear from her more. And I'm hoping that this is the start of something more, because I think she has a lot to share. And it's information and experiences that can shed some light on some of the issues in the sport. And so I really enjoyed this interview.
Mm-hmm. I haven't listened to it yet. It's on my list to listen to this week.
Golden Skate had an interview with Elizabeth Kachenko and Alexei Kolyakov.
Well, Nathan Chen was in a couple of articles. Yale University's Office of Public Affairs and Communications has a little feature on him. And People Magazine had a little update with him from the Gold House Gala. I know a lot of photos were posted from that gala that included Madison Chalk and Vincent Joe. And I know Nathan is going to be pretty busy here because I think he's graduating from
He's graduating. He's going to do a 1 year attendance at Goucher College and then go on to medical school. At least that's what it says in the article. It's great to see him succeeding so well. He just seems to be really grounded and focused on what he wants to do. So The Knot, which is a wedding website, has an article where Madison Chalk and Evan Bates are sharing their top wedding planning tips.
Well, moving on to social media updates, we just talked about it, that Gold Gala with Madison Chalk, Nathan Chen, and Vincent Joe. There was also Christy Yamaguchi there, Apollo Anton Ono, Chloe Kim, the Shibutanis. Nathan gave a speech. There's a lot of posts on social media. Christy posted, Maddie posted, the Shibutanis posted. So we'll put the links in our show notes. And we were just talking about Nathan graduating. There are a couple other skaters that just graduated. Camden Pulkkinen graduated from Columbia University on Monday with a degree in psychology. And there is a clip from the live stream of that graduation showing Camden getting his degree. So we will put that link in our show notes. And Alexei Gillis graduated from the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. So congratulations to all our skaters who are graduating. And more congratulations in advance to Ava Pate and Logan Bai, who are getting married on May 18th in Strongsville, Ohio. So congrats to Ava and Logan. We know they listen, so I hope they have a wonderful wedding this weekend. And also, congratulations to Carolyn Soucis and Shane Fieris, who got married on May 2nd in Cancun, Mexico. There were quite a few skaters among the wedding party, including Shaden's brother Liam, Nadia Bashinska, Molly Lenihan, Camille Roos, and Drew Wolf. They're retired pair skaters, so I love seeing those photos. It looked like it was a beautiful wedding, so congratulations all around to everybody who is celebrating graduations, weddings, engagements, whatever going on. Yes. It's that time of year.
I love when we get all of those celebrations because it just makes you happy. And weddings made me think of spring. So I think we're definitely, you know, we're actually heading towards summer. But I think that it just makes you, it makes you feel good.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but it's been feeling like summer here today. It was almost close to 80.
Yeah, here too. Not sure I'm ready for it. Not for that much heat. So we have a couple of upcoming competitions and shows. First of all, May 18th, Marjorie Lechoix's Patinage Atypique. Tickets or to donate, we'll have that link in the show notes. It's going to take place in Boucherville, Quebec. Guest performers, in addition to Lechoix and Laga, are Chalk and Bates, Madeline Skeezus, Lorena Nettier, Lim and Kwan, so many more, like Anthony Paradis. Just, it's a great cast of skaters. She did this show a couple of years ago. It draws attention to autism. And then June 14th and 15th, Diversify Ice's Skate Razor Soul Chicago is going to be taking place. Guest performers, Jason Brown, Star Andrews, Valentina Plazas, and Maximiliano Fernandez, Jacob Sanchez, Emmanuel Savory, and many more. It's amazing what Diversify Ice is doing. Gina, we have made it to the end of our planned content. Can you let folks know where to find us?
Well, you can find us at our website. It's thisweekinskating.com, on social media, including the site formerly known as Twitter, X, at @thiswkinskating, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. It's This Week in Skating. We love your feedback or your questions. You can reach out to us on social media or email us at thisweekinskating@gmail.com.
And if you're enjoying our episodes, please join us on Patreon. We are at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. We post all of our episodes there. If you are a Patreon supporter, you get them without the commercials. So we like to end our episodes with a little spotlight on what's going on at our respective websites. Over at IDC, we have a brand new columnist, journalist, Morgan Matthews Pennington, who is the 2005 World Junior Champion, has joined our team and has already written a number of articles focusing on behind the performance. And we've had a great response to her articles so far. She also has a Substack where you can read even more by her. We check in every week to figure out what she's going to focus on for the week, and she's got some great ideas, so I'm excited to see what comes next. We've had some things in the pipeline with some solo dance interviews. Starting this week, I will have one pretty much every week, I think. We are going to be doing photo shoots in Lake Placid again because, yes, we're thinking about Lake Placid because we're getting close. And also, next week we are going to start a countdown to celebrate IceDance.com and 25 years of being online. Yeah, it's been pretty crazy because I've just been remembering little stories here and there. And so I'm really excited for that. We are planning to do a reception in Lake Placid this year. Lake Placid has always been an event that we have covered since I started covering competitions. And to me, there's really no better place than to celebrate there. So that's the plans. Gina, what's going on at FSO?
Well, we're also going to celebrate IDC on this podcast. So stay tuned for an upcoming episode where Mateo and I are going to be asking Daphne questions about IDC. So stay tuned for that. We're going to celebrate IDC on the podcast as well. But over at FSO, Robin was at Ice Theater of New York's benefit gala and performance last week, so there are photos from that. Matteo caught up with Lukasz Brzyski while he was at the World Championships, so we posted an article last week. This I posted at the end of April, but I talked to Tia, Mally, and Kira Hilbelink. They are the Hilbelink sisters. They're all competitive figure skaters in the U.S., and I talked with them about what it's like to compete against each other, and what it's like for their parents to have three girls in the sport. And we are doing over at FSO a Shomo tribute article, and that is coming this week.
Excellent. It's been a very, very busy time. Even though we haven't been recording episodes, we've been planning other content.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we have reached the end of our episode. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And you've been listening to This Week in Skating.
Have an ice week!
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.